USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week that Trump should not have held on to the documents.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The DOJ said in its filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. The major indexes on Wall Street closed lower on Monday after hearing the Fed's commitment to continue to fight inflation with high interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A United Nations nuclear watchdog team set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia are again accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant is Europe's largest. It was briefly knocked offline last week. The danger is so high that officials have begun handing out iodine tablets to nearby residents. A member of a Dutch commando unit was killed and two of his colleagues wounded in a shooting in downtown Indianapolis early Saturday. The soldiers were in the United States for training exercises at a southern Indiana military base. Police believe there was a disturbance outside the hotel they were staying at. Investigators have not released additional information about the circumstances of the shooting. A 19-year-old is suspected of randomly killing three people on the streets of Detroit over a two-hour period. The victims included a single mother of five waiting for a bus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
To the disappointment of many, NASA scrubbed its launch of the Artemis 1 spacecraft. USA Radio's Tim Berg says the cancellation was due to an engine temperature rise.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible. When Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
The next launch window for the rocket won't be until Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
LG and Honda are investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture in the United States to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the site will begin in early 2023, with mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells to begin by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda already has huge factories. $3 movie tickets, possibly at a theater near you this Saturday, as part of National Cinema Day, an effort to lure moviegoers to the box office during what is traditionally one of the slowest weekends for theaters. The Cinema Foundation says more than 3,000 theaters are participating, including major chains like Regal and AMC. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.